Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the Dallas Cowboys. He was the defensive coordinator, not once, but twice for your Cleveland Browns. And now he becomes a head coach at the professional level for the first time with the Pittsburgh Maulers. I'm talking about Ray Horton. He joins us right now on the hotline. Ray, thanks for joining us. How are you today, sir?
I am perfect. I was in Berea, Ohio yesterday at the Cleveland Browns facility. How about that?
That's pretty sweet. You know your way around those offices there, being the D coordinator twice, 13-16 for the Browns. Now you've elevated to a head coach, and you're coming back to Ohio. How's that make you feel, Coach?
Honored. I said yesterday at the presser at the Hall of Fame Village, what an opportunity to work with my son, who was the D coordinator there last year, Jaron. And so for me, whoa, what an honor.
Ray, JT here, and you talk about Berea. That's Kenny and mine's, our old stomping grounds. We're both graduates of Baldwin-Wallace. It was a college, now it's a university, so that kind of dates us. But I want to ask you about the USFL, the transition from the NFL to the USFL. And it's not really necessarily a farm system, but is there a lot of turnover from year to year? Because we see guys that make an NFL roster. How does that affect what you do?
Well, for us, it's our second year. It's branding, and we're trying to get better. Every year, you want to get better. And for me, it's just an early stage of a business. You have a business plan. You go out, and you try to get better. You got to get better every year. You got to get better players, better coaches, better facilities. And we're working on putting out a great brand of football. And I said yesterday, what I want to do is live up to our fans' expectations. And I'm sure that's winning, and I termed the triangle mm-hmm. of northern and southern Ohio and western PA. That's what we're trying to do, is get these guys where they say, I like the brand of football those guys play. So, when you talk about the NFL, are we going to graduate players to the NFL? We already did.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
And, they were just in the playoffs. So is the product viable? Well, I think that's proof right there that it is. And I mentioned yesterday, when you look at the Hall of Fame Village backdrop where we're playing, if you go back to Kevin Costner in the Field of Dreams, goosebumps. I mean, you're playing there. And to me, what a great selling point for our players to say, if you're good enough or if you build it, they will come. Well, if you're good enough, they will come. Mm-hmm. They'll come find you anywhere. And that's just life. If you're one of the top engineers, Tesla will find you. Apple will find you. Microsoft will find you. Well, we're the same thing. We're a brand, we're a company, and we're trying to produce great players and really great men in the community.
Happy to have with us the head coach of the USFL's Pittsburgh Maulers in his first year this season, Ray Horton, joining us. As I mentioned, played for the Bengals in a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl as a player, won two, I believe, with the Steelers as an assistant coach, was the defensive coordinator of the Browns two different times. You know both sides of this rivalry, Coach, right? You know the Pittsburgh-Cleveland rivalry from the NFL perspective, as well as the Browns-Bengals rivalry from a player perspective. There and now you're the Maulers guy in Ohio. So what do you say to Browns fans, Steelers fans, Bengals fans out there, as you've been with all of them and now you're the head coach of the Maulers in Canton? What can they expect from a Ray Horton football team?
Well, I had a great text today from Kevin Colbert, the future Hall of Fame GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he says, Ray, the formula. Get good players that are smart, that have great character, and you can win. And so that's coming from probably one of the greatest GMs in modern history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's telling you the formula. And if you go back, and I go back to the great Paul Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals and of the actual Cleveland Browns name, and that's what he tried to do way back when he got Jim Brown. Paul Warfield, all these great some of them Ohio State guys like Archie and Ray Griffin. I can go on, but the formula hasn't changed. You get really good players. You put them in the right place, and if they're great character guys, you got a chance to win.
Coach, I want to ask you about the game itself. Now, last year, the USFL, all the teams played in Birmingham, I believe, up until the playoffs. We got to see them at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Outstanding job. The championship game was phenomenal. Now that you're going to call Canton Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium your home, how does this work around your practice schedule? Does that mean the Pittsburgh Maulers' home is basically Canton?
Well, what we're trying to do is obviously build something that's sustainable. And so last year, everybody was in Birmingham. It was a great hub location and was able to start off having a successful first year for Fox and the USFL. So now we're branching out to create hubs to get our brand, our product, closer to our home fans. So, yeah, we'll be in Canton this year, but I also plan to be in Pittsburgh talking to high schools in Canton and Cleveland and Cincinnati. So we're branching out, and we plan on being in our home stadiums shortly.
But the practices, and will there be visibility in the community here in town, or do you practice in Pittsburgh?
No, we'll be in Canton right now. Oh. We'll be at the actual Tom Benson Field. Everything will be housed there. But we're hoping to potentially take the show on the road a little bit for a practice here or there, even if we've got to go to a high school. Logistically, if we can figure that out. But right now, everything is at the Hall of Fame Village. And for me, I love it just because of I keep alluding to the Field of Dreams scenario. I mean, for me, wow.
You know why it's interesting? Growing up in the backdrop of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I grew up maybe 2 miles away. And the one thing that I can tell you about the Hall of Fame is this. It's not the National Football League Hall of Fame. It's Professional Football Hall of Fame. And I can remember when the USFL first came out, they actually had exhibits there. And you could see the helmets. And you could see, Jim Kelly and who signed early and everything else. I'm sure there's probably something there with the XFL as well. So we're happy to have you, and welcome to Canton.
I appreciate that. And that is very true. It's football's Hall of Fame. Yep. And it's not exclusive to one club. Anybody that's good enough to get in will get in. And as I said yesterday, somewhere there'll be, whether it's Sarah Thomas, the NFL official, or the next potential female head coach, whatever that is, it's going to be inclusive to everybody that's going to be in this.
Ray, I've got to tell you, I grew up in Pittsburgh before coming to Baldwin-Wallace and Ohio in 1982. So I grew up during the glory days of the Steel Curtain and everything, and it was kind of a unique moment for JT and I together, but for me individually as well. I went to training camp at St. Vincent College and got an autograph from Donnie Schell, and here we were this past year. I got to interview Donnie Schell. So a full circle moment for me, right? So my question for you is this. Having coached in Pittsburgh for the Steelers, and now you're the main guy, the head coach for the Pittsburgh Maulers, and they're changing the colors to the black and gold this year with the Maulers as well. What's it mean to you winning a couple of Super Bowls there and now having a chance to possibly lead the Pittsburgh Maulers to a USFL championship?
Can I fill your line and say full circle?
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. Obviously, the colors are cool. That's what Pittsburgh – is black and gold. I mean, everywhere you look, all the teams are. So for us to be rebranded that color is awesome. And for us to be able to try to emulate the success that they've had in the City of Champions there is it's a tall task. And it starts with the first practice and guys understanding who we are and what we are. And we're going to do it the right way. We're not going to take shortcuts. We're going to try to build a great program that fans will be proud of. And I keep going back to the community. Yesterday I went to McKinley High School. We're going to try to get to Washington and Glen Oaks. And we're going to get out in our community and invite the coaches and the players in, the families to come in and get a great product where it's family friendly.
Ray, how do you assemble your roster? Is there a draft? Is there a talent pool? How does this work?
Yeah, every day we're evaluating players. And obviously my son last year, Jaron, he was the D coordinator, and he's kind of spearheading that now because I was just hired 10 days ago, 8 days ago. So I personally am a little bit behind. But, yes, we have a draft coming up. Well, draft players, we're always looking at free agents. So we are always looking for good players, just as every company is looking for good players. So we do the same process any other sports franchise would do. You look, you evaluate, you work out, you measure, you time, you ask questions. And this is just another offshoot of another professional league that we're trying to give great fans that are enthusiastic a viable option to come and continue to watch football in the spring.
Speaking of professional leagues, not only are you up against the NFL and the XFL, you're up against the NCAA. The NIL deals that are being struck in college right now, how is that going to directly affect how you draft and put together your roster in the USFL?
On the offset, when you look at that, that's, I think, a separate issue now. That's a college, a collegiate deal that they're dealing with, and the ramifications and the expectations and how it's still falling out. I hear everybody talk about, well, this guy's getting this. That's, to me, an NCAA issue. Now, are the kids getting paid or compensated? Yes, they are. Good for them. I'm happy for anybody in the free capitalistic society to make a dollar. I love it. So hopefully when they come in, they don't need an extra signing bonus. Come on in. You already got your money,
right.
Jokingly aside. But, no, I think that's an NCAA issue. And when you get to the professional league, if you have a sponsorship with somebody, if you want to keep it, good for the kids. And I'm all for it.
Ray Horton, our guest, Maulers head coach in the USFL, second season of the USFL, April 15th through the 30th, regular season, playoffs in July, championship game at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, but the Maulers and Generals of New Jersey will call Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium home for the regular season. Your eight teams in the USFL in the North, Pittsburgh, Philly, New Jersey, and Michigan. In the South, New Orleans, Houston, Memphis, and Birmingham, and 50 players on a roster, correct, Coach?
Yes, sir.
And 42 active each and every week for your games, correct?
Still to be determined. Yeah, you know, we have a brand new CBA that we're still going through with the players, which is great because now everybody's protected. So the final numbers are still being negotiated. But yes, we are going to put 11 men out versus their offense and 11 men versus their defense, and we're going to rock and roll.
Coach, obviously you know the area, being from Pittsburgh and the Browns. You know what this area and what football means to it and the impact that it has on the area. So you obviously have to understand that we're going to have a hard time choosing a home team. Who do we pick, the Maulers or the Generals? Who do we root for?
I'm not even going to answer that. with my ties in the triangle, come on.
See that? He knows what he's talking about. He knows the area. He knows this is Pittsburgh's second home with all the Hall of Famers in Canton, right,
true.
Coach?
That's just Pittsburgh West.
Well, ain't that the truth.
No doubt about that. We're so excited about this, and thanks to Jeff, the media relations guy there, for you with the Maulers, and, of course, with the Generals as well, for hooking us up with you. I know it's been a busy couple of days, busy week and a half, whatever it's been for you. So what is the philosophy? You mentioned that you want really good players that are smart and with good character. I get that. But for fans that are coming to the game, what can they expect from a Ray Horton-coached football team?
Okay, in the simplest terms I can give it, watch our big men. If our big men can run, and watch our little men, if our little men can hit, we'll be very successful. I want big men that can run, and I want little men that can hit. That's what I'm built on. If you give me those two qualities, we'll be successful.
Take any other chances that you might not take in the NFL?
I tell you what, I kind of live in the moment, and I'm cherishing this moment for everything that it entails. And I keep going back of building what I would call a legacy. And I mentioned it yesterday. If I say the Belichicks, plural, if I say the Carrolls, Pete Carroll, plurals, the Shanahans, plural, the Hacketts, plural, the Turners, I can keep going on and on.
Right.
Yeah. I am indebted to the USFL and Fox for giving somebody that looks like me the opportunity to create a legacy.
You know, one of the reasons I asked the question, I go back to the merger, AFL-NFL, and it was a high-flying, offensive type of a league, and the AFL joins the NFL back in the glory days. Next thing you know, you've got teams that are crossing over, and you form a big NFL. Do you foresee a team from the USFL ever making their way to the NFL, maybe being in a franchise expansion?
I think that's way above my pay grade there. And here's all I'm concerned about. This year, putting a winning franchise in Canton that's called the Pittsburgh Maulers and be an exciting brand of football. We won't, and I'll go back to Ohio State right now. I'm not going to be Woody Hayes, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's not what modern football is. And if Woody, you know, God rest his soul, if Woody was still alive and had Dick LeBeau on his team, they wouldn't be running three yards in a cloud of dust anymore. And, you know, you change with the times, and it is. It's going to be an exciting time. We are not going to be run, punt. That's not what we'll be.
And fans should look forward to that at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium this year when the Maulers of Pittsburgh and the Generals of New Jersey call it home for year number two of the USFL. Coach, we appreciate you on a very busy day, couple of days for you to make some time for us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Let's do this on a regular basis, and welcome to Canton, as my partner said.
Kenny, TJ, come on down. Let's do a live at Tom Benson Stadium on a practice day. Come on down. I'm inviting you guys now.
Yeah, I'll take TJ. Right. He's a bigger guy than me. Actually, it's JT, but thanks again. Coach, it's outstanding. We wish you the best. And this might be the first Pittsburgh team in my life that I've ever rooted for.
I appreciate that. Come on down, guys.
You got it.
Sounds good. There he is, the head coach of